Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, peace, family. Hopefully everyone can hear us now. We apologize for the technical difficulties. Blog Talk does that sometimes. A little janky, but it's all good.
Mm-hmm. We was up here talking.
Talking up some good stuff, too.
Good stuff. You know, talking about everything. Numerology and just everything.
All right, so... we'll start over.
Yeah, let's start over from scratch. What's good, family?
What's good? Peace and love.
Peace and love.
My name is Divine Queen, and I'm here with my Enlightened King. Chris, say what's up to the fam.
What's good, family? What it do? It's your boy Chris Enlightened coming through, feeling like a god.
Feeling like a god?
All day, every day.
That's what's up.
Winning. You know what I mean? Sorry about the technical difficulties.
We apologize for that. But, you know, it's part of that whole new moon energy.
That is.
So, you know, it beans like that sometimes.
Facts.
It beans like that.
But I'm glad you guys were calling back in. We've seen people dropping off, calling back in. I'm like, wait a minute. Something's not right. So we called it and we found out there were some technical difficulties. We worked our spiritual magic and we're back.
That's right.
So I appreciate you guys for logging in.
Mm-hmm.
Winning.
So as I was saying earlier, I'll repeat it. We were on 2 weeks ago and we had a great show. We had the Cincinnati spiritual medium, Will Andrews, on, and that was a great show. He did some readings for us and, you know, the fam was really loving him. So we appreciate him for coming through. During that show, we announced that the following week we're going to do a show on relationships. However, we forgot all about the Labor Day holiday.
Right.
So we decided that, you know, we'll let everyone take some time off. And we will that you all had a good Labor Day, spending time with your fam, eating good. I know we did.
Yeah.
We were up in Indiana eating good with the fam.
Smashing.
Had some good food.
We did.
We had some really good food.
It was delectable. Tantalizing to my taste buds.
What was your favorite thing you ate?
The favorite thing that I ate had to have been your dip. Your
really?
Buffalo your buffalo chicken dip is legendary, baby.
Out of all the food there?
Out of all the food there, that's what I like the best.
Not the ribs.
The ribs are good.
Oh, This is silly. So, yes, well, we were like, okay, so we'll do the relationship show when we come back.
Yeah.
You know, people love the relationship shows. They love to know about what's going to happen in your life, especially when we do relationship readings. You're like, ah.
When you talk to somebody that's 24 years in and we still hip, we ain't talk about no old britches. We talking about that hip relationship stuff that make it work. You know what I mean? We ain't talking about no.
Do the kids still say hip?
I don't know. I guess this is... I know they all say britches. Yep.
I've never said britches. What made you say britches?
My great aunt used to always make sure you put your britches up. She raised me, though. She's born in 1919. So she's back when the spank days.
Yeah. So, yeah, we were going to do the relationship show. But I noticed yesterday was 999. And for the family that don't know what 999 is, it's just basically the date, September 9th, the year 18, adding up to 9. And I made a post about it on Facebook, and it stirred up a lot of questions.
Yeah,
people wanted to know, what does 999 mean? And, you know, what does it have to do with the new moon? And is this a good thing, a bad thing? Is this going to hurt me? Am I going to benefit from it? So we decided, let's do a show on it. We'll do the relationship show next week. But today we're going to go in on the 999 and the new moon energy.
Winning. All day. Let's get into it.
Let's get it in. So Chris and I are numerologists.
Yes.
So basically that means that we study numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And we use the divination of numerology to break everything down.
Mm-hmm.
We can tell through numbers, you know, what course of your life you should be on. We can tell through numbers what your gifts are. We can tell what your passion is, what your soul urge, your destiny to do, how you express yourself, how well you would do in certain areas with certain people, and so on and so on and so on. It's just a wonderful divination tool.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk a little bit about it?
Well, I think numbers, I know numbers are the highest degree of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you realize that numbers are nothing more than a divine, mystical relationship between reality and yourself, you can use numbers to manipulate the reality in which you live in.
That's facts.
And that is facts.
Numbers are universal.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that you said that you can manipulate the numbers because, you know, depending on what your specific number is, you can use that to your advantage as far as where you work, where you live, what kind of hobbies you pursue, and so on and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So let's tell the fam a little bit about the ones that really don't know a lot about numerology, about how do you get your numbers?
Well, we use a Chaldean system.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chaldean system is unlike the Pythagorean system. It's similar, but it's different. And what we do is take your name and your birthday, and we delimitate it into some numbers, and then we delimitate those down to a single digit. And numbers have a vibration to them.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on what digit your number ends up to, that's how we tell you about your life.
Mm-hmm.
And numbers never lie. Mm-hmm. I do readings for babies before they even start talking, and I'll let parents know how your child is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know you have a life path one, you know you'll have a hard time telling your child things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to feel like a leader. You're going to be able to tell them nothing. They're going to be gung-ho about things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you're going to have to come at it one different. If you have a six child, but number six, he's going to be a real passive male or female.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to always want to be hugging you, loving you, telling you, I love you, mommy.
Mama, I love you, Mama. Mama, I love you.
And, you know, we have some parents that are like ones, and they want another one.
Mm-hmm.
But their child is a six.
Mm-hmm.
So if you knew numerology and you knew your child is a six, you can treat them a little differently.
Correct.
You know, you need to give that child more love and attention.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be more soft-hearted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, things like that.
For people who are more familiar with astrology, it's similar to astrology, but to me, I believe it's on a higher scale.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that it's on a deeper scale because with astrology, you have all these different you know, types of astrology. You have your Western, your tropical, your Jaitosh, your 13 signs. And then you have, you know, your houses, your planets, your trines, and, you know, just it's a whole bunch of stuff going on. Whereas with numbers, numbers are universal. Mm-hmm. Numbers are going to be what they're going to be. It's really not as much different details that goes into it. It's very detailed, but not on the same level as astrology.
I believe it's more finite. You know, numbers are the original language of the universe.
Exactly.
And when I was doing programming, we were able to break everything down to a binary level.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, that's when I first really got into numbers. I was like, wow, everything is a series of zeros and ones.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like 1, 2, 3. It's like 0, 0, 1, 0, 0, 1, 1, 0. You know, it was like that.
Mm-hmm.
And once I was able to use binary language to construct a program, I realized, wow, that's similar to life.
Mm-hmm.
Here I'm doing all these ones and manipulating all these numbers, and I'm creating this program that looks like something, but it's really nothing but numbers and zeros and ones.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was really really deep back in the day.
Yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. So now that the fam has a pretty good understanding of what numerology is and how it's used and how it benefits you, let's talk a little bit about this 999 energy.
Go in on it, baby.
So 9 is the number of completion. 9 is the number of you pretty much summing everything up. It's the number of solitude. It's the number of being a humanitarian. It's the number of spirituality and diving in into the deeper knowledge of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So to have 3 9s line up is a phenomenal thing. Whenever you have 3 numbers to line up, it's always a magical day.
Mm-hmm.
And by 9 being a really special number and having 3 9s line up, that's just, you know, a phenomenal,
mm-hmm.
phenomenal thing. So with the 3 9s, you have, your completion.
Mm-hmm.
And September is always going to be the 9th month. So September is a time where you're kind of, the year is winding down, things are getting together, and you're kind of getting ready for the new year. So with this energy, it's pretty much just letting you know that everything that was going on at the beginning of the year, whatever lessons, obstacles, challenges, whatever it was that you had to work through in order to grow, is coming to an end. And it's preparing you for a new beginning, a new way of developing new lessons and new challenges and learning from those things that you had learned earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
So also with that, it just happened to fall on a new moon. Now, for my occultists out there, we all know that with a new moon means new beginnings.
Yes.
So new moon is a time to wash out the old and start fresh.
Yeah.
And so to have a 999 fall on the new moon, it's just, it heightened that energy to an all new high. A lot of people were reaching out to me yesterday and were like, wow, you know, I felt so different when I woke up. I was energized and I knew there was things that I had to do that I didn't want to do, but I knew I had to get it done. And, you know, and then some people were like, I just didn't feel like doing anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got to work, though. I knew it was 999. There's this ritual that I do, and I'll give it mm-hmm. out because it was in my book, Poverty Consciousness. And since Poverty Consciousness has been out for over a year now, I'll go ahead and divulge. So what I do is, there's a ritual that I do to help remove all the negative financial karma from your past lives, your current life, and your future life. It's a way of letting your spirit get a cleanse financially. So what I do is I shave a cup full of ginger on the night of the new moon. I get a half a cup of honey, and I zest one orange. And I put it all together, mix it together, put it into a little mason jar, and I ferment it in the refrigerator for 2 weeks on the night of the new moon until the full moon. And on the night of the full moon, I take my first half teaspoon of this. And I do this for 40 days, family. And the longer you take it, the sweeter it gets. Mm-hmm. The first time I did it was a couple years ago. And I noticed things changed for me. Money started flowing to me so much faster. My PayPal was off the chain. And it was just like my business was just jumping off.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm imploring you guys, if you haven't invested in yourself, go out and invest in poverty consciousness. I have rituals in there that will help you. I think I talk about numerology a little bit in that book, but not much. But I do give off that ritual, and I wanted to share that with you guys because I believe, yeah, the night of the full, the new moon, it's still a new moon now.
Yeah, the new moon is going to be in effect for...
I believe until tomorrow night.
I think tonight may be the last night, but we'll double check on that. But yeah,
ain't too late to hit Walmart. Kroger's.
Actually, we're in the waxing right now.
But there, you know, there's always new moons every month.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, go back into the archives and listen to that.
Yeah. So with the new moon, it's new beginnings. It's time to set new intentions. It's time to work on the things that you failed to work on before or things that you just realized that you need to work on. With the full moon, we all know that those are the times where we're kind of getting ready to release the things that we no longer want in our lives. So we're preparing to release things so that when the new moon comes around, we're into welcoming new things. So with that, the way that this affects you, because a lot of people want to know, well, how does this energy affect me? So like I said earlier, there were some people who said, well, I don't feel like doing anything. You know, I know I should be doing things, but I don't feel like doing anything. Or I just feel lazy today. I feel tired. Some people were irritable. Some people were upset. And they were quite, you know, asking me questions like, is this new moon making me mad? Is this new moon doing this? Is this the 999 making me feel this way? And it's like, no, this is just, well, yeah. But what it is that the way that your personal year is lined up along with that energy intensified it. So if this has been a year of you procrastinating, if this has been a year of you having a lot of confrontations, if this has been a year of you having to fight, you know, for things that you want to go your way or, you know, fighting for respect or whatever, then you may have been a little irritable yesterday. You may have had some things coming up that, you know, maybe you just wanted to be by yourself. And with that 9-9 energy, with the 9 energy, it's a time to rest and have solitude. So there's nothing wrong with taking a break and just wanting to be by yourself and not wanting to be around people.
Yeah.
You know, people who are life path 9s, they're like that.
They
don't always like to be around other people.
Uh-uh.
I'm a life path 7. We don't like to be around other people either.
I'm a life path 5. I like to be around everybody. I love people. I talk to people, strangers, enemies. I don't care. Hey, I talk to you. You want to talk? You want to learn? You want to build? Let's make this happen. But that's a 5. You know, I got a bunch of Mercurial energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fastest planet in the solar system. So I'm a fast talker, fast thinker, fast mover, fast actor. That's what I do. I'm a thespian. Give my resume on this line.
So for the fan that wants to know, like, how do I know what my life path number is? Chris kind of gave you an idea of it earlier. So you basically want to add up your entire date of birth. So if you were born January 1st, 1980, you want to break it down to 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 9 plus 8 plus 0. Whatever number you end up with, you want to break that down to a single-digit number.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are master numbers, 11, 22, and 33. However, you cannot become a master until you've mastered your single-digit number.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to tell people, you know, a lot of people will contact me and they'll be like, I'm a 33. I'm a master 33. And I'm like, okay, well, what does that mean for you? I don't know. Then you're 6.
You're 6. You're 6 right now.
But you can be a 33.
Yeah, you can be a 33.
So that's still a good thing. You just got to, you know, work your way up to it.
Let you know what your potential could be.
Exactly.
Should inspire you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So people want to know, how will I know how this 9-9 energy is going to affect me? And what does it mean going forward for the rest of the year? And what I like to do when I'm doing numerology readings is find out what your personal year is. Some people call it a personal year. Some people call it your sun year. And basically all that is finding out how with your life path number, this particular year is going to affect your course. Mm-hmm. And that's determined just by your month and day of birth. And then you want to add this current year to your month and day. So with that, you end up with a completely different number. For me, my number for this year is a 4. So that basically means that this is a year of hard work. This is a year of structure. This is a year of organization. This is a year of being practical. This is a year of thinking out of the box and coming up with new ideas. This is a year of building. This is a year of, you know, setting a foundation. And, man, it has been.
Mm-hmm. It has been. You've been putting in work, babe.
Yeah.
Big
but,
work.
But, you know, I know that there's going to be a payoff.
Yes.
So that's, you know, a lot of people get scared when they hear, like, the number 4 because they're like, ah, man, I got to work.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do this. But, you know, with work comes rewards. So.
Right. You're planting the seed for the harvest.
Exactly.
You know?
I know for you, your personal year is 3.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really good for you because
it's my takeoff year.
Yeah.
My takeoff on it.
The 3 is high energy, it's creativity, it is
communication,
it's coming up with ideas, mm-hmm. it's being fun, you know, and mixing that with your life path number of a 5, you know, that just blends really well for you.
Right.
And so for you, that 9-9 energy really benefited you because you started working on your new book.
Yeah, I have been starting working on my new book, Relationship Consciousness. I'm doing a whole series on consciousness because when I started expanding my consciousness, I realized that there wasn't enough books that really delved into the different facets and aspects of what consciousness really is.
Mm-hmm.
So all today I've been writing in my book today.
Mm-hmm.
And I plan on, now that I'm sovereign, I plan on writing a book every 2 months. The goal with the next 8 years, I have 100 books out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I want to make me and my wife wealthy. So Relationship Consciousness, look for that at the end of October. And it's not about relationships as in, you know, couples. It's in relationships with everything, the universe, family, friends, yourself, your lover, the creator, your divine self. There's many aspects to the word relationships, and it's not a general book, unlike any of my other books. None of my books are general. All my books, I try to encompass all aspects of the word. So Relationship Consciousness is going to be a banger.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, my goodness. One more time. Oh, my goodness.
So I want to remind the family, if you have any questions or if you want to call in and just say what's up, if you want to know anything about your numbers, your numerology, and what this year holds for you, please give us a call at 619-924-0835. If you're already on the line, you can hit number 1, and that'll let us know that you want to come through, and that's what we'll do. We'll bring you through.
You know, since this isn't a relationship show, but I want to give the family some jewels on relationships. A lot of people aren't even aware of this. What you can do to find out what energy will help maximize your relationship is take your life path number and your mate's life path number,
mm-hmm.
and subtract the 2, the number that you end up with is the energy that's going to make your relationship win. You know, I'm a life path 5. My wife's a life path 7. You subtract those, you come down to 2. So our relationship is nothing. We need peace in order for us to grow. And that's what we've always had.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of peace, love.
Partnership.
Mm-hmm. We do everything together. We work together. We love together. You know, all that stuff helped my relationship prosper.
Mm-hmm.
So find out what your life path number is. You don't even have to tell your significant other that you're doing this. Find out what their number is. Subtract the 2. If you need help, go to my website, theenlightenedjourney.com. I'll do a reading for you. And if you say you listen to my 999 relationship show, I'll do 2-for-1.
Mm.
I'll do 2-for-1. This expires in 48 hours. Because it's a lot of work. You know, when I do my readings for people, I give people 4 pages of information that'll help them win. And then I give them some magic on how they can manipulate their reality. And people, let me tell you, people have been coming back to me saying, man, I did what you told me to do, and I'm winning. I'm like, I know you're winning. You dealing with Chris and White? What are you talking about? I know, Mama.
Oh, goodness. So the good thing about that recipe is that it works for any kind of relationship. You can do that with your kids. You can do it with your friends, your family members, coworkers, your boss. You know, if you don't have a good relationship with your manager or your boss or whatever, you know, you can find out what their date of birth is and, mm-hmm. you know, do some math and find out what you need to do to work on that relationship.
You know, when I do create my business as far as hiring people, I don't even want to know the resume. What's your number like?
Mm-hmm.
What was your born? That's all I want to know, because I don't know what type of people I want working with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it is what it is.
Yeah. So I'm going to give a kind of a quick rundown of what the different personal year numbers will mean for you for the remainder of this year.
Do that, babe.
All right. You can help me out since we're both numerologists. So let's go ahead and start with the personal year number one. So with the personal year number one, you want to look at this as being an opportunity for you to make new beginnings. This is a time for you to put forth a lot of action. Ones are really unique in the sense that they are creative, they work very well by themselves, and they have this ability to just take off and take charge. They don't really work too well in groups. So, for example, if you're let's say, life path 7, but this is a personal year 1 for you. So what that would mean for you is that this year is going to really take off for you, because not only do you like to be in solitude and do things on your own, but with that one energy coming in, you're going to really flourish in that area.
Mm.
You want to add anything to that?
No, Nick, you killed it, babe.
Okay.
You killed it.
But with that, things aren't always on the upside with numbers.
Mm.
So there's always your positive and your negative. If this is your 1 year, the one thing that I would warn you about is that you want to be patient. Sometimes things won't take off as fast as you want. Ones want things to take off when they want it to take off. They don't do patience. They don't do time. They want things the way that they want them. And I would say you want to just be patient with that and try not to put too much ego into everything. It's not always about you. Even though you may not like working well with a team, if you do have to work with a team, don't forget about your team.
Mm-hmm.
So, personal year number 2.
Mm.
Now, this one is really special. And the reason why this one is special is because 2 is a very special number. 2 means that you are very intuitive. 2, the first master number is 11. 11 breaks down to 2, and that's why that one is very special. So when you put 2 or 11 and 9 all together, you have a very, very special recipe for success. 2s do tend to be a little shy, so you want to make sure that you're not too standoffish in what it is that you plan on, you know, attacking this for the rest of this year. Listen to your intuition, keep making the peace, keep being, you know, considerate of others and things of that nature, but don't get too caught up in, you know, your emotions. So it's, you know, you got to kind of take it from a lesson from number 1 and just be a little strong and not get caught up in your emotions too much.
Mm-hmm.
But you definitely want to listen to your intuition. Your intuition is going to be super strong this year.
I'm going to a 3-year. You know what? I'll take 3.
You take 3.
Because I love 3. You know, right now I'm really tethering my consciousness up with Ganesha, and he's the deity for the number 3. And 3s are all about having fun. They're all about doing things they love. They're the life of the party. They come in and everyone notices them. They're great with communicating with people. They like to make sure everyone is on the same accord. They're really motivational, too. So this is the year where you want to really go out there and to aspire to inspire everyone else. But be versatile with your approach. You don't want to have one set way of doing things. You really want to like tap into your, well, threes are ruled by the element of fire. So you want to tap into all that fiery energy when you do anything, when you're being creative, when you're being motivational. You want to have that energy and vigor that people love. And they'll listen. They'll listen. One thing I like about the number three is the color purple. You know, I love purple. And whenever I'm, I know it's a little weird, like I'm this big dude that loves to bang, but I love purple. And whenever I have purple on or I wear purple or I infuse purple in my magic, it makes me really bring out my three energy. You know what I mean, family? So one thing I really want you guys to really be mindful of is not being too childish. That's one thing that I really had to work on, being too childish. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or be, we got a caller on right now.
Okay.
Let's go pick up this caller.
Peace,
hey guys.
Thanks for calling in.
This is Jeff.
What's up, Jeff? Hey, the medium? Yeah. He's calling up in here. Right?
I didn't recognize your number.
Yeah, but I got two different numbers. This is like more of a personal phone. I just got it.
Okay,
I'll save it.
Yes, but, you know, I must have fat changed, y'all, because I was excited because he was getting to my life path number, which is four. I'm like, oh, he about to talk about the number four, his favorite number. Let me say
hi. That made me choke a little bit.
All right, so fours, so you already know about your stuff, but we'll go over that with you anyway. Fours are really hard workers. They are out-of-the-box thinkers. They can be extremely organized. They are unique in the sense that people don't think the way that they think. You might find yourself often being, you know, feeling kind of like a lone wolf. You know, you're good at making friends, you're good with reaching out with people, but they just don't think the way that you think. And so you kind of keep to yourself, keep those thoughts to yourself because they're not always on the same path as you. However, when you do get around people who are on the same path as you, then you just flourish. You're able to be you and you're able to, you know, let yourself come out. And with that, you kind of can let sometimes too much come out because you can be a little blunt with it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that, though. You do tend to be a little wishy-washy at times. So you really don't, sometimes you just don't know how to get started with certain things because you go back and forth. You find yourself wanting to tackle everything because that's in your nature. It's in your nature to just want to be that person that is great at everything because you know you're great at everything. But at the same time, that can be a setback for you because you just don't know how to get started with certain things. Mm-hmm. Would you agree or disagree?
Well, I say you described me perfectly. Very wishy-washy. I mean, I people, but I don't people. It just depends on the people I'm around. I have been told a time or two that I can do what I want. I am an out-of-the-box thinker. I don't think like other people.
So. Yeah, you're very quick-witted. You're probably really good at snapping back at people. Like when people say something, you have a comeback really quick.
That's one thing that I love about the fours.
You know, Devin is a four, so she's great at that.
She's
You just got to be careful what you say to Devin because you know she's going to get you back.
One thing about fours is they're really courageous. They're known for finding a way when there's no way.
Definitely.
They're known for finding. And the element of four is air. So sometimes they be in their own little world. You be like, hey, you okay? Oh, yeah, I was just thinking about. You know, I see my daughter just always in her own little zone.
Always.
They're always thinking. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where all the magic happens.
And then with this year, your personal year is a six. So what that means for you is that this is a year of, you know, love. This is a year of partnership. You're going to have a lot of different partnerships. Well, you probably already had a lot of different partnerships because the year is coming to an end, but you've had some meaningful partnerships form this year. Relationship-wise, friendship-wise, you probably have some great friendships or relationships form at work or something that has to relate around work. You have been very creative this year. Mm. This has been a year of creativity. Because you're an out-of-box thinker, you've excelled that with your sixth energy by, taking that out-of-box thinking and being extremely creative with it and making things of beauty, making things that help people, making things that help heal people. Matter of fact, I just saw your post about your dream oil. You want to talk about that? Share that with the fam.
Didn't
know you were making dream oil.
I had actually started off trying to make something for myself because I have trouble with sleep because of my work hours. And I said, I'm tired of taking all these pills. Let me try something natural. So I started doing research. And the more research I found, I noticed that a lot of that stuff I had in my house. So one day I just sat down and I just started trying things. And I ended up coming up with a mixture. And I said, well, let me try it. And the funny story is I put it all over my arms and my chest. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to the store. And when I come home, I'm going to lay in the bed and go to sleep. So about 5 minutes later, when I went to get up, I'm like, whew, I'm tired. So I was like, okay. And then I'm gonna sit down for about 10 minutes. I'm gonna go upstairs. I laid down, opened my eyes. The sun was up. It was like 7 the next morning.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to something here. And that's when I was like, okay. So the next day, I just put a few drops on, and I slept beautifully. And that's when I knew, like, okay, this is perfect. And I started giving out samples, and giving out trials, and I was getting really good feedback. So I said, okay. Let's just put it up for sale. Let's not team up with it.
And they can find it on your website, right?
Yep, it's on my website, www.jazzandmedium.com. I also have another oil that's not as heavy as the sleep oil, and it acts more like a relaxant. So some people, they don't like to feel like the sleep, but they like to relax and go to sleep. So, and it has more of a lavender flavor to it. So
lavender.
Yeah, and the lavender one might be good to take. You can take it in the daytime too, and it'll help kind of relax you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for dream testing, please take it at night before you go to bed, and do not operate a motor vehicle. <You're> fine.
Disclaimer. Disclaimer.
Oh, that's good.
Don't do it. Go to bed.
First off, I just want to say I'm just really proud of you, Jazz.
Yes.
Because you just got on this spiritual tier and you just dumped off the high diving board with all your clothes on. You said, I don't need no swimsuit. Don't give me no goggles. I'm going all the way in.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just proud of you.
Yeah.
Really, I'm watching your YouTube videos, Jazz the Medium on YouTube.com. I'm watching your website, JazzTheMedium.com. You know what I mean? You're just everywhere doing readings for people, inspiring other people, making other people work. You're just like frontliner of this spiritual dream team. And we just love you, sis. Man. Man.
And that probably ties in with my number four. So when you get around like-minded people that are motivating you and pushing you, it helps push you in that direction. So just meeting all of you guys and finally finding my spot somewhere and fitting in with people is what helped me to really, because like y'all said, if I don't feel like I fit in, I close up. So just to get around like-minded people where I can be me, or I can talk about the occult and stuff like that without being looked at like I'm crazy, kind of gave me room to flourish. So I thank all of y'all too. Y'all play a major part in that. The people around you definitely play a major part.
Aww. Let us know next time y'all trying to eat somewhere, because we got this twin flame eats jumping off.
Oh yeah,
I'm always hungry. I'm always hungry. I'm a foodie.
All right. We appreciate you for calling in, sis.
Definitely.
It's been good and nice and yummy as usual. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but you know what I'm trying to get at.
Love energy.
Thank y'all. Love y'all. I love y'all.
Love
you
back.
Back.
You know us right on your forehead. We love you.
Peace and love.
Peace and love, sis.
Peace.
All right.
Sis right there, man.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Where did we leave off at?
We were talking about the different numbers.
Well, we did four.
Okay.
Did we do four?
We didn't do four. We gave her a reading.
Oh, we
four,
did.
So.
Oh, okay. Let's see. So four. If your personal year is a four, and hold on a minute, because someone asked me for a reading. Let me see what her number was.
They text you?
Yeah.
While you find that information out, back to numerology in general. When you're aware, when you expand your consciousness, your sense of awareness changes. And the universe is always trying to get numbers and signals to you. So I don't care if you're going out getting your breakfast sandwich in the morning. Look at the receipt. Add those numbers up. If it's early in the morning, it will kind of give you a gauge on how your day is going to be. Numbers are around you. You cannot go one day without seeing numbers. They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't see any numbers, you can see letters and you can eliminate those down to numbers. So always be mindful of the numbers around you because the universe is always trying to give you a message. Did you find that message, yes, sweetie?
I did. So I got a message from someone, a good friend, who wants to know what her life path number is and what it means for her this year. So this is for Adrian. Adrian, your life path number is an eight. So eights are extremely powerful people in a sense that they love money.
Mm. Eights are greedy.
Eights are greedy.
They're greedy. I love it, though.
Nothing wrong with that. They're go-getters.
Yeah.
They are similar to a one, but magnified.
Yeah.
You know, ones are go-getters. They're leaders. They like to do their own thing. Eights are the same way, but they don't mind working with a team. They all about, hey, as long as I get this money,
we
can do this together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take the lead, but I don't mind working with a team.
Yeah.
You know, and they are usually great at managing others. They're good at telling people what to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're good at putting things together. They have a way of seeing a vision and seeing how something's going to come together and work.
Mm-hmm.
They are very authoritative. They're usually really good with finances. They're good with their money. They hardly ever have a hard time with finance issues. They are a little greedy. They can be power hungry, and they can even be argumentative.
Mm.
It's not that they're bad people. They see things a way that other people don't see it, and so they can get a little frustrated when you don't see things the way that they do.
Mm-hmm.
So eights are really great entrepreneurs. Most people in the world who you see who are doing big things, who run their own companies or CEOs or had little startups and they became successful are usually life path eights.
Mm-hmm.
So eights are great at putting things together. They have a vision for seeing how something's going to work and they can stick it out. Now, Adrian, for you, your personal year is a one.
Mm.
So this is really good for you. So you've probably had a lot of action going on this year. You more than likely have had a lot of ideas going on. You have a lot of things that you wanted to pursue. You've had ways of managing your money and managing your time and managing your goals. And it's probably more than likely been working well for you. You probably mainly may have run into some problems with maybe the patience area, things not kicking off as fast as you want. Whatever it is that you're currently working on, don't give up on it. You have to see it through. Just be patient. great things happen slowly, I've learned. It's very rare that someone just becomes an overnight success. When you hear about these people who are doing really good and they're, you know, living this great life and everything, it didn't happen overnight. They had a lot of trial and error. Things happened. They failed. They learned from it, and they moved on. The great thing about your 8-1 energy this year is that you know how to apply that. So you'll be able to see the things that you need to work on, tweak it, and then make it work for you. And next year is going to really blow up because next year is going to be your creative year. So everything that you've put into action this year, you're going to be able to add that creative twist to it, and it's going to blossom. Boom.
Boom. When you do your reads, man, you be in that zone. I just be looking at you like, that's my baby. Man, y'all better get you, Divine Queen.
Yeah, so Chris does readings. I also do numerology readings, and you can find them on my website, IamDivineQueen.com. I do other readings as well, but numerology readings was my first love. That's the first thing I kind of learned to open up, and it helped me to develop my intuition and where I could do more intuitive readings and learn about blockages and obstacles and how to help you grow, especially if you're interested in your spiritual journey. That's something that's very passionate to me.
Mm-hmm.
So you can look on my website, and if you don't see what you're looking for, just feel free to give me a message and we'll work something out. I had a few people reach out to me like, well, you know, I want this kind of reading. I just want to know this particular thing. And it's like, that's cool. We can work it out.
Yeah, you're good at those readings, the oracle readings you do.
Mm-hmm.
Those right there, those are amazing. I love those.
Thank you.
Yeah, she out here. I'm a numerologist. She's an everything-ish.
So, Adrian, I hope that helped you out. And if you have any other questions, feel free to just hit me up and we'll talk. So, let's see. Where will we leave off on? Four. So, four, if your personal year adds up to a four, so I talked about this because this is my year. This is going to be a, you know, kind of a hard year as far as, not hard, but it's just that you have to put in some work this year. So, what fours, they are very structured people. They like things to go a certain way. So if it's not organized, if it's not set up right, you just get frustrated. And when you get frustrated, I think of building blocks.
Mm.
So, you know, when you have like those building blocks when you're a kid and you're setting something up, you want to make sure that you set your foundation up good. You got your next blocks going up good. And if you don't, it's going to collapse. And then when you collapse, you get frustrated. You're kicking blocks around. Your mama tripping over on you.
Daddy hitting his dog.
Right. So your main thing with four is just to be patient. Make a decision and stick with it. And just keep your focus.
Mm-hmm.
So for personal year fives, this is your life path year.
Talk to me, baby. I like to hear you talk to me.
So if your year adds up to a five, this is going to be a great year for travel. Mm. If you haven't been traveling, make sure you get some traveling in this year before the end of the year. Do something. Fives are all about freedom. They're all about expressing themselves. They love to talk to people. You know,
I quit my job. I got a YouTube channel. I've been traveling all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
I've been winning.
Fives are very quick-witted. They are very funny people. But one of the best things that I love about fives is that they are great leaders. They're mentors. They're teachers. They love to reach out to people and help people. They're kind of like the counselors of the group.
That's true.
If you ever need to cry on someone's shoulder, let me scratch that because they don't like to hear too much crying. They like to hear winning.
Yeah,
but
that's it.
If you need some advice, you need, you know, some focus, you need to know what direction to go to, you need to talk to a five because fives are just, you know,
we're balanced individuals, right smack in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, if you have a 5-year and you're not experiencing any of this stuff, you may be bored. You may feel like your life is chaotic. You may feel like, you know, things just aren't working out for you. You feel like you don't have any sense of direction. So when that happens, that's usually because whenever we are experiencing the negative side of our number, it means that we're not balanced. Mm. And so what you want to do is balance yourself so that you can welcome in that positive energy. And you just basically do that by acknowledging what your downfalls are and reversing it. You know, if you know that you have a tendency to, you know, procrastinate, make a mental note that, okay, I'm procrastinating. Let me make sure I'm doing something. Let me counteract that with something else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you do that. You just flip the switch.
I use a lot of baby step energy in my 5. I do a lot of little bitty things all day because 5s can get bored real quick. If we're doing the same thing all day, we're going to not do it the next day because we're done. So what I do is I do like 6 or 7 little bitty incremental things all day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I win. I wrote up a little bit in my book. I did my spiritual practice. I did my meditations. I did my mantras. You know what I mean? So I did my YouTube videos. I do a little bitty things every day, different little bitty things every day. And at the end of the week, I've done a lot of things. So it doesn't make sense for you to do one thing all week and do a little bit versus you do a whole bunch of little things all week and do a lot. But don't stretch yourself out. Okay, number 5s. Yeah. We got 5 on it.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, oh, that one got a little song too. You know, we got 5 on it. Hey,
the week so.
Just I don't partake anymore. At least I can take the song. I got 5.
Oh, back in the day, woo. With your britches.
With my britches on. Pull your britches up.
Okay, mama.
All right. Personal year 6. So we touched on this a little bit with our other caller. Personal year 6, people, the things that you are going to be experiencing this year is you feel like you have to do service to other people, meaning that you have to either produce some type of service or that you have to tend to people, you know, look after the ones that you love. You may be in a job where you're, you know, doing something in a service-oriented industry. You find yourself being really creative this year, artistic, finding yourself drawn to beauty this year. You may have been doing some redecorating in your home or buying a new wardrobe or trying out a new look, you know, whatever. The thing that you want to be careful about is because you love beauty and nice things and stuff like that, don't get too caught up in the materialistic things. Remember that material things are just that, they're material things. So you want to make sure that you remind yourself that you don't want to become too attached to certain things, because when you are attached to things, you detach from your higher self.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to make sure that you keep that connection going. We do have a caller on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and bring them through. Caller from the 313-960, peace, peace, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sherelle, Detroit, Michigan. Hello, how are you?
Peace, peace, Sherelle.
What can
hello,
we do for you today?
The D.
Hello, how are you? From the D, you already know. From
yeah,
the D.
Love that energy.
Yeah. Terrell from the D. Y'all okay tonight?
Oh, we winning all day.
How about you, sis?
Hey.
Good.
We're glad you called in. What can we do for you?
Okay, so first of all, what is y'all specialties? Are y'all clairvoyant, clairaudient, astrology, use tools, tarot card readers, medium, visit?
So with me, I do a little bit of everything. I started out dabbling in astrology, numerology. From there, I moved up to just doing intuitive readings. I'm not too strong in my mediumship, but I have had some connections come through. So that is something that, you know, I'm still growing with. And Chris is...
Me, personally, I'm an empath. I'm a healer. I'm a counselor. And my artistic skills have really jumped off. So I'm a writer. I'm an author. I have 3 books, working on my 4th one now. And my biggest spiritual gift is winning. That's
yes.
My biggest spiritual gift is winning.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So what about you,
Phil? I sense you have some things going on with you.
Mm-hmm.
What, you want to share about that?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just got a question.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm gonna Let me do some things.
You sound
muffled. Can you hear me now?
Okay, we hear you clear now.
I said, when would I hear from Sam? Or do you see me moving or get me a new car? When do you hear me? When do you see me hear from Sam?
Okay, so you broke up a little bit. It sounds like you want to know if you're going to be moving or if you're going to be getting a new car?
Yes. Or when would I hear from Sam?
So you have some situations going on right now that you're in a situation living-wise that's not very, let's say, comfortable. Does that sound correct?
Oh, yeah. Well, you are correct.
Okay.
You are.
So I want you to keep an open mind. You're going to have some obstacles that are going to be coming up, but don't get discouraged by these obstacles. The things that are going to be coming up has to happen in order to get you to your next step. So a lot of times we have to go through different things in order to reach that next level of where we want to be, where we're trying to achieve the things that we desire most. So right now you're going through some obstacles. Today has been, this has kind of been a challenging year for you. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next year is going to be so much better for you. You will have to kind of ride it out for the rest of this year, but beginning of next year, things are going to be taking a big turnaround for you.
Hmm. So do you see me hearing from Sam where you need to start?
I'm sorry, you broke up again.
I said, do you hear me? So what about Sam? Do you see me hearing from him or something from you?
Sam, is this? Okay.
Yes.
Is this someone you were involved with?
Yeah, once upon a time.
Okay. You guys have like kind of a on and off thing, right?
Yeah, you're right. It is on and off, but I haven't heard from him. He got my call slot.
So, you and Sam have been doing this dance for lifetimes.
Yeah.
You guys are connected through previous lifetimes as well. And in your previous lifetime, you were the one that was kind of, how can I put this? You were the mean one. You were the one that was kind of, you know, not appreciating him as much. You took advantage of him a lot in a previous lifetime. So what's happening with that is karma is coming around, and
yep.
He's not necessarily I don't want to go too deep into it, but he's not necessarily doing anything that's really bad, but he's not appreciating you for who you are. And mm-hmm. it's, unfortunately, it's part of your karmic debt. What I want you to do is to free yourself from that attachment with him. And I want you to open yourself up to a new relationship that has a possibility of growing in May.
In May. Okay. Because I'm in a relationship now. We live it together, but I don't think it's going nowhere. We've been together. Well, we've been living together for 2 years, and I don't think it's going nowhere.
Yeah, that relationship is not entirely ideal for you. It's not a bad relationship. It's just not what you expect it to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. Next year is going to be a much better year for you. I know it's going to be hard for you to get Sam out of your system because you guys are, you're connected. And that's just the way it is, unfortunately. We often are always going to be tied to the people that we have had relationships with. And we may have relationships with them, the same kind of relationships with them again in a new life, or some kind of way they're going to play a role in our lives where they're always going to be, you're going to be tethered to them. So this connection that you have with him is strong for a reason, but just because it's strong doesn't mean that it's the best relationship for you. Okay.
Yeah. But he's not the one I'm living with, though. He's the one I was dealing with at a point in time, but it's not the person I'm dealing with currently.
Yeah, the person that you're with now is, like I said, he's not a bad person. It's just,
I'm listening.
Yeah, it's not a bad relationship. It's just not going to go anywhere.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Yeah. In May, you know, I want you to, next year, you know, I want you to focus on you. You know, next year is going
to
be
your year.
Don't try, do it. Believe it. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
Every day, I want you to focus on, this year. Ooh, this year coming up. Oh, my goodness, it's going to be the year. I want you to tell people, tell your friends and stuff, like, girl, you know what? Crazy this year.
And I've been doing affirmations. I am thankful. I am grateful. I am going to be successful. I am this. I am. I've been doing affirmations. I've been trying to meditate and, in order for me to feel good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're already ahead of the game. I peeped it when you called in. I was like, yeah, she knows what's up.
Definitely got the winning energy.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to do me a favor, sis. I want you to find someone that's winning the way you want to win and do whatever they're doing on a small level. I want you to really not stalk them, but really watch all their moves and find out what they've done to win, and you do the same thing on a small level until you can win like they're winning. And I also got a car hack for you. Now, again, I'm not sure if you're working or not, but if you're working, you have a job,
I am.
You can go to any car lot with no money down and get a car. You might not be able to do it the first or the second, but that third and fourth one, they're going to give you a shot. Just look them in their eyes and let them know, I need this car. I don't have no money down.
Yeah, but
I'm not sure how you're.
I don't want to pay no car note because I'm not sure the weather if I'm going to live here or come to a different city.
Understandable. Well, I'll be honest with you. When you do have a car, don't you have security? When you go out and buy a car, you don't know when that car is going to go down on you unless you drop it over 6 to 10 Gs. You know what I mean? Just being honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you know someone in the family that's been able to work a deal out with you. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I've been there. You know, I was young. I've been there buying cars, and they last me a year, then they break down, and I'm spending all this money to try to get this car fixed because I don't want a car note. I ended up having more hardship than anything. But I'm pulling for you. I'm pulling for you. And there's things out there that can help you win. I want you to go out and memorize this prayer called the miracle prayer. And the next time you pray for something, you need to say the Anabakoa before and after your prayer. It's going to give your prayer more juice, and the gods will hear you. A lot of people pray for things, and their prayers get ate up by entities because people don't pray right. But I really want you to infuse your prayer with the miracle prayers called the Anabakoa. Okay?
The who? The what?
It's called the Anabakoa, the miracle prayer. I did a YouTube video about it. My YouTube page is called The Enlightened Journey. I want you to subscribe for that. If you got any questions about anything, The, and then Enlightened Journey.
Okay. Yeah, because
it's called the miracle prayer.
You know, I know I need a change in my life. I know that. I feel that deeply. And I try to meditate and memorize my dreams. I try to have a dream journal. But somehow I can't remember my dreams. But I'm trying to be the best woman, my young lady I can be. But I have so many distractions around me. And, you know, I'm just going through a difficult time in my life, which I know I'm going to get through. But it's not about change and taking action. If I don't take action, nothing will happen. I mean, just speaking it and saying it, what that's going to do? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But if I take action, everything will fall in place, right?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and I hear it in your voice. You have so much potential. Unfortunately been, you know, dealt a couple of bad hands. And it's something that happens to all of us. And the good thing about that is that we learn from that and we grow from it. So, you know, because I feel like this, you know, connection with you, feel free to reach out to me on Facebook. My name is Divine.
Yeah, I was
just
about to add to the same thing.
Yeah. You know, because I'm
to your contact
information. Yeah. Reach out to me. I can help you with your dreams. I can help you with meditation. And, you know, from there, you're just, because I see great things happening for you, but you have some blocks, and those blocks, I don't want those blocks to hold you back because you have so much potential. Okay?
Yeah, I do. I don't want anything to hold me back myself, but I don't want to hold up on our radio show because I'm pretty sure you have more to talk about other than what's going on with me in my current situation or what's going on in my life. But you said that enlightenment, is you saying?
Sure.
The divine connection.
The enlightened journey?
The divine connection.
I'm sorry, you broke up, sis.
She said the divine connection, right?
Oh, divine.
Oh,
queen.
Divine queen. It's D-V-I-N-E.
Oh, divine queen.
Mm-hmm.
Divine queen. Okay. Queen. Okay, so when you divine request, it's gonna say very well.
And I'll give you a free consultation, too. I never do that. But I'll give you a free consultation, too. We'll tag team you until you win. Talk to the queen. Talk to the king. We're going to make sure you win.
Okay.
It's as simple as that. You supporting us, we're going to support you. Own the house, sis.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
Facts.
Well, let me just grab a pen because I just got to memorize in my head. I don't want to lose it.
Oh, yeah. Grab you a pen. Grab you a pen. Yeah, it's our show. We can wait. You know what I mean? You know, that's something about when people call in, we can feel when they're genuine.
Uh-huh.
And when people need help, we're in a position to help. Why not help?
Uh-huh.
A lot of people talk about tithing. You can tithe. Your you don't always have to tie it through money. You can tie it through your time.
Mm-hmm.
By helping people, inspiring people. Sometimes inspiration is the biggest help you can give someone than giving them a hand.
Yeah.
When you believe in someone, it will make them believe in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in this, sis. You got that pen?
Yes. You're right. Yeah, I feel a connection with you, though. Not only her, but you too.
We a team over here.
Yeah, I hear that.
So, Divine Queen,
if you write this down, so I don't want to hold y'all up. Okay, so I got my pen and piece of paper. You can advise me, D-I-N-E.
D-V-I-N-E, and then Queen.
Okay. And what's your name?
I'm Chris. And I'm Chris Enlightened. E-N-L-I-G-H-T-E-E. Oh, my YouTube. My YouTube is the T-H-E-E Enlightened Journey.
Okay.
It's the one with all the incense. You'll see it.
You'll have to post it on the site or not.
All my information is on my YouTube page. Everything.
Okay. Do you have a personal website, Divine Queen?
Yes, it's IamDivineQueen.com.
IamDivineQueen. Okay, you got that in IamDivineQueen.com. I like that.
And?
Okay, well, thank you so much. I appreciate both of you, and I don't want to hold you up. I could talk all day and all night with you all.
Bye.
Have a great night.
You too.
Peace and love, sis.
And stay Neil. And remember, my name is Relly Rail, in case y'all want to know who I am. I'm Relly Rail.
Got you.
All right.
Got you.
Good night.
All right.
Bye.
We look forward to hearing from you.
I look forward to
hearing
from you both. Peace and love. Bye.
Sweetheart, wasn't she?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there was a time when we were going through our crucible and we didn't have anyone to call. We didn't have anyone to help us. And we were too proud to ask for help.
Oh, yeah, we were.
How y'all doing? We doing all right. Electricity cut off. Car about to get repo. We had in the car. You know, our early 20s was challenging.
Yeah, they were.
And when I hear that same energy in other people, I feel like it's my duty to help them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's why we helping Sherelle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't help everybody like this, but when we're in a position to help people, we help people.
We know who to help. Them.
We know who to help.
Who trying to use us.
Yeah, if you call,
don't be trying to use us.
You
no,
call and I hear your gold chain dangling. I'm like, wait, I hear that gold chain dangling. They don't need no help.
Right. Oh, man. All right. Let's see. We got about a little under 15 minutes. So we went through 6. We are on 7.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite number.
Go in on it, baby. Go in.
So if this is a year of 7 for you, this is also a great year for you because you 7 is a spiritual number. So 7s are very intuitive. 7s are very spiritual, and they love to learn. They're all about wisdom. They're all about knowledge. And 9s are as well. So when you combine, when you have that 7 and that 9 energy going at the same time, you probably felt like this surge of just, you know, what else can I do? What else can I learn? What else can I tackle type of thing? And 7s also are very... they love their solitude just as much as 9s do. Probably, I don't know, they're about the same. But so this may be a time for you to just kind of seclude yourself. You may find yourself just wanting to, you know, close up and, you know, not leave the house and snuggle up with a book and just, you know, learn and take everything in. You also, just like the 2s, this is going to be a very intuitive year for you. So you want to make sure that you listen to spirit and all the messages and downloads that are coming to you. Because this is going to be a time for you to reflect on, you know, what can you do to attain a higher connection with your higher self? What can you do to evolve your consciousness? What can you do to grow spiritually? What can you do to achieve, you know, your innermost, you know, secretive goals that you don't share with anyone? Because 7s have like a wealth of different things that they want to do. Just like the 4s, they have like so much stuff going on in their head. Their minds are constantly just running, but they don't know how to make a decision and stick to one thing. So just like the 4s, you want to make sure that you apply yourself, you know, unlike the fives where they have to do a little bit at it, you know, of things all day long, the sevens, the nines, and the fours are really good at tackling one thing at a time. Because if they do too much, they spread themselves thin, they get tired, and then they, you know, they don't want to do anything.
That's real.
You know, they're just like... What are you doing over there?
That's spirit. That is the
don't
spirit.
Don't play that old spirit.
That is the spirit. You see me jump?
That's like your face.
I like a little kid, didn't I? Like I did something wrong.
You did do something wrong.
I brought joy.
Just for that, you're tackling eight.
Oh, man. Were you done with seven,
yes. Man? You was listening and you would have known. Do eight.
All right. Eights are greedy. Nah, let me get serious. Eight are the, if you're a year of the eight, you're going to have a really big year this year. Hopefully you got your finances intact because most eights do. They're great at like managing things and grabbing the troops together to make things pop and make things happen. They're known for their strength. They're known for their ability to make things happen when no one else can. The only thing about the eights that may be a little challenging this year is you're really like power hungry. You know, sometimes it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to have people on your team. But because you're an eight, you like to take the lead yourself. You know,
mm-hmm.
You always want to be the one in charge. But sometimes it's okay to take a back seat to somebody that you know they can do a little better than you. Don't be too argumentative either. Sometimes it's good to let people say their piece and you digest and be indifferent about whatever it is they're trying to say. You don't want to be too argumentative with people that can help you because you'll make them deter them from really speaking their piece. And when you do that, you may be missing one of your blessings.
Wow.
One thing that that I love about eights are they're earth elements. So it's good for your eights to ground themselves whenever they're doing anything. When you feel as if things are going awry or whatever, ground yourself. Meditate more. Breathe deep. I'm going to give eights the breath of seven to use. Use something that will calm you down to give you that euphoric feeling of bliss. And when you're calm, you're doing your best work. But again, I said eights are greedy. Being joking earlier, but I mean that. I mean that. So use your greed to fuel your desires to win.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to be greedy. Sometimes the negative aspects of the number can be used in a positive light.
That's facts.
Yeah. So
that's really important because a lot of people feel like, oh, well, this is a negative thing. That means that that's just who I am, and I need to work on that. You know, you are who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't change who you are, but what you can do is flip it and use it to your benefit. Because you don't have to use it in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
If you're, you know, like you said, greedy and power hungry, I'd say that means you're driven.
Ooh, that's real.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Don't get too caught up in what's good and what's bad. A lot of people make a mistake of, you know, that it goes back to the whole brainwashing of how we were raised and the whole good versus evil, dark versus light, you know, motif. And, you know, that's not necessarily how it is. Good isn't always good and bad isn't always bad. You know, you just have to find that balance and work it through. So don't get caught up in, you know, good and bad, positive and negative. You know, it is what it is.
Sometimes you can be good, bad, and good, and bad, bad.
I don't know what you just said.
Well, if you're good, good, sometimes you can be too good for your own detrimental.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you can do good and be bad because you're hurting yourself.
That's right.
Sometimes you can be bad, good by doing something that's going to hurt other people, but you'll win. And sometimes you can be bad, bad, where you just mugging somebody in the face and you like, that's what I meant by good, good, and good, bad, and bad, good.
I'm still lost, but okay.
It's all good. It's all good. I know you are, sweetie. Take nine for that.
All right, so we talked a little bit about the nines earlier. We'll go in a little more on that one. So if you are having a 9 year after the 999 on the new moon, wow. That's all I can say is wow.
Winning.
So this is not necessarily a bad time for the personal year nine, but it is a time where you may have to do a lot of reflecting. So nine is the year of completion, which means that you've come to the end of what it was that you had to learn and what you had to go through. So now you want to go through, as you're getting closer to the end of the year, at reflecting on everything that you went through for this year. Reflecting can be hard for people because people never really want to go over what they need to work on or what they need to do to grow or what they can do to, you know, just flourish more or whatever. You know, they pretty much just want to win all the time. They don't want to hear about what their flaws are. They don't want to hear about challenges or anything like that. But it's very important to know that information because without that information, you're not going to win and you're not going to flourish. You want to make sure that you, because this has been probably a trying year for you because you've probably had a lot of things coming, you know, to an end, a lot of things you had to work out, a lot of things going on. You want to make sure that you are not being too moody to people, not being too irritable. Don't take anything out on other people. You know, that's, you have to work that out for yourself. And because nines are very private and they love their solitude, you don't want to shut yourself out from other people completely. You don't want to come across as if you're just keep putting yourself first and not caring about other people. And it's not that you mean to do that because nines are actually some of the best humanitarians. They love to take care of other people and they, you know, they love to help people out. But, you know, when you're going through your, you know, your downward slope or whatnot, you tend to be a little selfish. So make sure that you're not shutting people out, especially people that you care about a lot. You also want to make sure that you are realizing what you had to go through and making sure that you complete it. What I like to tell nines, because nines are very competitive, is set a goal for yourself and then make sure you meet it. Because nines hate to leave things unfinished. So set a goal for yourself, you know, 30 days from now, I'm going to do this. I'm going to have this. I'm going to wrap this up. I'm not going to be stuck in this feeling anymore. Or I'm going to complete that task that I've been working on. I'm going to finish that book or whatever it is. Set a goal for yourself and then complete it.
Good job, baby.
That's about it.
I just love the way you break things down. You have a masterful way of doing things.
Thank you.
You do.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, we all have our angles.
Mm-hmm.
And when you break things down, you're good at it.
Aww.
Yeah, you really are. Feels like you used to be on the dance floor years ago, breaking stuff down.
That
was. You was. Look at my baby. She's doing a snake. Sheesh. The snake.
Yeah, you're going to stop trying to make me sound old.
Hey, I'm just saying. You know, we're talking about 92 here.
So, fam, that's going to wrap up our show tonight for the 999 and the new moon energy. Tune in next Monday. Make sure Monday isn't a holiday.
There's a lot of holidays around this time.
We don't pay attention to holidays. 17? When they come up, we're like, okay.
Got nothing on that day.
We have nothing going on. Nothing. So we will be back next Monday at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Same station, 619-924-0835. We want to give a shout out to the callers and the people who text in and messaged us and everything like that. We appreciate you. We love you. And next Monday, we will be back and we will do the relationship show.
That's real.
So we are going to go in on traditional relationships. Are they overrated?
Ooh.
And if you would like to reach out to Chris or myself, you can reach us on Facebook. I'm Divine Queen. He is Chris Enlightened. My email address, I'm sorry, my...
my phone number.
Not my email. My website address is IamDivineQueen.com. However, if you have any questions, feel free to hit me up on Facebook, Messenger, whatnot. Chris, you want to tell the fam where they can reach you?
Sure. My Facebook is Chris Enlightened. I got another page called An Enlightened Journey on Facebook. My YouTube is The Enlightened Journey, T-H-E-E Enlightened Journey. My website is TheEnlightenedJourney.com. Go out to Amazon, check out my three books, The Enlightened Taught, Poverty Consciousness, and Wealth Consciousness, Support the God. I'm out here winning, family.
And also, we will be announcing, I think I'll save it till next week. We have a new venture that's coming up, but we'll save that for next week. I'll share that with you then. But for now, we're sending you all out with peace, love, and light. My name is Divine Queen.
And I'm God.
This is Twin Flame. Peace.